Bartley Ramsay looking ahead to the 50th celebration of Finn Harps, and it's happening in the middle of next month. First of all, I suppose you may be able to outline to us what is happening around this mark, this milestone, the 50th year of Harps.
Oh no, of course, Oisin, it's a huge milestone. You only have to look at some of the clubs that are no longer in the League of Ireland that Harps played 50 years ago to see the amount of clubs that have gone to the wall or, you know, are no longer in existence. It's a huge milestone for the club, 50 continuous years in the League of Ireland. And the centrepiece of the whole thing is going to be a dinner in Jackson's Hotel on Saturday, August 17th. It's going to be a four-course dinner. We're going to have the 10 top appearance holders for Finn Harps present at the function, and they will be, during the night, they'll be interviewed and whatever. And we're going to intersperse that with footage. We've got some very rare footage, some from the early years, but, you know, throughout the 50 years or so that we're going to show on the night as well.
Yeah. You, of course, I think we can call you at this stage the Finn Harps historian, Bartley, if that's fair to say. But you've, I'm sure, have gone through a lot of detail and the things that have happened with the club, their achievements, their disappointments, the amount of players have been there. So how do you go about siphoning all this and picking out the bits that you're going to use that will stand out on the night and mean most?
Well, obviously, you pick out the milestones, as you said, Oisin. Like, you know, we're covering, say, things like Brendan Bradley scored the first hat-trick against Athlone Town. We've got footage of that. Brendan will be there, you know, so that we'll be able to talk to him about, you know, those goals. We move on. We've got some footage from the 1974 FAI Cup final. Jim Sheridan, the captain of the winning team, will be present for that. We move kind of forward then, sort of the European games. We've got a bit of footage from Derby County game. And again, Declan McDowell, who would have played in that, Jim Sheridan and Brendan Bradley will be present. Moving on more to more recent times, you look at the 2004 First Division title win. Declan Boyle, the captain of that team, will be there, along with Paddy McGranahan and Jonathan Minnick, who incidentally is the club record appearance holder. And then, you know, we kind of look at, say, the promotions of recent seasons. We've got Michael Funston coming along as well. And, you know, he was instrumental, say, in 2015, where he scored the first goal against Waterford.
Yeah. It's amazing that it's 50 years, so it is for Harps, but there's different timelines for different supporters there, and each period means differently to I suppose, the Donegal community, the Balbuffet community, and people that were here for it but have moved away since, Bradley.
Oh, absolutely, Eugene. You know, while there are people who have been present for the 50 years, there are also people, as you say, that have kind of dipped in and out of Harps where, you know, I often hear, because I didn't start going to Finn Harps until about 1980, I often hear about the guys, the team of the 70s was the best and they were wonderful and they were this and that. And you'll have people who identify with that. My time started in 1980. It was possibly quite a lean decade, you know, from 1980 up to 1990. But again, there are people who would have gone to Harps regularly at that stage. And then you kind of go into the 90s where we were starting to knock on the door for promotion, and then midway through the 90s we got that promotion, and that leads up to the FAI Cup final of 1999. And then, as you know, as you'd be aware as well, over the last couple of years we've had a bit of a yo-yo existence, and there'll be people who identify more with that era. So what we're trying to do, and it's funny, we were talking about this earlier this week, the organising committee and myself, we were saying, you know, we're trying to condense 50 years of history into one night. And of course there will be bits that we will miss out of that.
And you didn't fall out along the way, Bartley?
No, it wouldn't have been like that. I mean, but, you know, different people remember different things. And you know, for me, getting to the FAI Cup final of 1999 was a huge thing, because I really thought it was going to put Harps on the map and we'd win another, you know, major title in the club's history. And I actually had to write a piece for the souvenir brochure that we're bringing out. And I realised writing the piece, number one, it was 20 years ago. And it also brought home to me the disappointment that I felt when Bray beat us 2-1 in the second replay. And I'd actually never written at length about it. I kind of skirted over it in the book and stuff like that. But it's amazing that 20 years on, you know, the feeling of disappointment was still as raw as it was 20 years ago. And you could say, you know, the promotions, the winning of the league title in 2004, they were all magnificent achievements. But still, that to me would be my biggest regret as a Harps fan, that we didn't win the FAI Cup in 1999.
Listen, that was a huge disappointment, but I'm sure you're excited now about putting all these things together along with your committee. What's your best advice finally now, Bartley, to supporters, long-time supporters, new supporters, old supporters, if they want to be there on the night, what's the best thing to do in the coming weeks?
The best thing to do is obviously to buy a ticket for the event. They're on sale at the moment. There's a number of outlets in Balbuffet, Jackson's Hotel, Joey O'Leary Financial Services, Jeremy Q Photography, the Bala Theatre. If you can't get to Balbuffet, they're available online. There's a link on the Finn Harps website. And finally, we will have them on sale outside the ground for the Bohemians match on the 2nd of August for those supporters that, you know, have to travel and obviously don't want to come to Balbuffet just to pick up tickets for the event.
Okay, Bartley, many thanks for joining us. I know we'll be speaking closer to the time again of the big 50th celebrations, but continue the hard work. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Oisin. Thank you very much.